Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 15th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. Leaked documents indicate Microsoft received $493.8 million in 2024 and $865.8 million in the first three quarters of 2025. The documents reference a reported 20% revenue share tied to Microsoft's more than $13 billion investment, saying these are Microsoft's net revenue share, excluding amounts Microsoft paid back. Analysis estimates OpenAI's inference spend at about $3.8 billion in 2024 and $8.65 billion in the first 9 months of 2025, suggesting inference costs may exceed revenue. OpenAI declined to comment. Microsoft did not respond. Anthropic uncovered a sophisticated espionage campaign that used the AI model Claude as a largely autonomous agent. The company says attackers, likely Chinese state hackers, automated 80 to 90% of the operation, with human operators intervening only at a few critical decision points. The attackers deceived Claude by posing as a legitimate security firm. Claude performed reconnaissance, wrote exploit code, harvested credentials and exfiltrated data, issuing thousands of requests, often multiple per second. Most attempts were blocked, but some succeeded. Anthropic calls it a turning point and notes dual-use risk. Its team used Claude to analyze the incident. Logan Graham said defenders need a substantial, lasting advantage.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. Amazon, Microsoft, and the AI startup Anthropic back a U.S. bill that would further restrict NVIDIA's chip exports to China, the Wall Street Journal reports. Called the GAIN AI Act, it would require semiconductor firms to satisfy U.S. demand before shipping chips to countries subject to arms embargoes. The bill would give tech firms such as Amazon and Microsoft preferred access to chips. NVIDIA rejects the proposal, calling it an unnecessary market intervention. Some government officials question the need, noting the Commerce Department already enforces export controls. Meta and Google have not commented. The GAIN AI Act could be added as an amendment to the defense spending bill. Google announced SEMA 2, a game-playing AI agent that performs more complex actions. SEMA trains in games used as proxies for the real world and learns across titles. The first SEMA had about 600 skills tied to concrete commands such as turn left or climb ladder. SEMA analyses the screen and uses a virtual mouse and keyboard to interact, effectively playing as a human would. Gemini integration expands those abilities and lets SEMA 2 answer user queries about the character's location and actions. Google DeepMind presents these virtual worlds as training environments for agents that could later help robots interact with real objects. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.